So let's get to how it's going to look come playoff time. I'll get Liam and Matt, first of all, the teams that are going to reach the play-in. So who's going to get that 6 and 5 spot? I'll start with you, Matt McQuaid.
I've got the Phoenix and the Hawks in that 5-6 spot. And then we'll get onto the final four later. But I think they will, at the very least, get into that play-in tournament.
I've got the Hawks, and then I wanted to put Brisbane in. I wanted to put Cairns in, but I just couldn't go past Tasmania. Because they're the defending champs. Scott Roth does a tremendous job coaching that team. And, you know, I think it can be easy to overlook them coming into the start of the season. And they haven't had a year outside that kind of top tier of teams since they've come into the competition. So, look, I think they're a little shallow at the 4 without Jack McVay. I think they're a little shallow at the 5 without Marcus Lee.
Yep.
But, and I'm still, I don't know, I need to see more here with regards to Craig Sword.
Craig Sword, yeah.
But, they got the infrastructure in place, and Scott Roth has kind of worked out how to win in this league. So I think they'll be in the mix.
Final four into your championship series, Liam Santa Maria.
Sydney, Perth, Melbourne, and Southeast Melbourne. Sydney and Perth to face off for the championship.
I've got 3 of the 4 as the same. I think Sydney, Perth, Melbourne, again, very chalky, but that's how it is. I've actually got Illawarra making the semis again, and I've got Tasmania and the Phoenix being knocked out. And again, I've got the same championship series. I think it's going to be Sydney, Perth. I think it's been too long. It's a shame Paul Smith's not going to be, he's not the majority owner anymore. So he's been very quiet. So we're not going to get that great discourse on social media between him and the Red Army that we had back in 2020. So, yeah, I think Sydney, Perth for the championship series for mine.
I got Sydney, Melbourne, I've got Illawarra, and I've got the Phoenix.
Ooh, you and Perth.
I'm joking. No, Sydney, I've got Sydney at the top, Melbourne, Perth, and Illawarra, and then I've got Melbourne-Sydney championship series. Who wins it all?
Well, as an homage to my great friend Corey Williams, it might be a case of giving the rings to the Kings.
Yeah. God bless Mr. Williams, of course. And again, you can always take what I say about that team with a grain of salt, but I do think that they've got all their bases covered. And more importantly, I just think the energy, and Liam knows this because, it's another reason it's great to have him in this particular podcast, because he was coached by the man, so he knows what I'm talking about. The energy that he's brought to this team, it's tangible almost. And the attitude and the confidence, and not arrogance, but just confidence that these players have already displayed, and I saw it at training as well, is because of Brian Gorgian. And it's just, he puts people in the best possible positions to succeed. I know that there's been a lot of criticism of him post the Olympics, and I get all of that, and I've had people say as time passed him by, and is he not going to be the same guy that we saw those years ago with the Kings? And but I say, well, I've never seen a 70-year-old with that much energy in my life. He hasn't changed. It's to me, I've known the man for over 20 years. He's not changed. So I've got no worries about him or the kind of culture that he's built already at that club. So I think Sydney get it. I think it's going to be an incredible championship series. If it was Melbourne, an Illawarra series would be awesome against the Kings as well, because we haven't seen that since 2005. And that's all. There's so much history between those two teams. Melbourne-Perth would be extraordinary as well. A rematch of Melbourne and Tasmania would be phenomenal. And as I said, if the Phoenix get things right, and they had their chances a couple of years ago during COVID, of course, as we know, that losing to the Jock Landale-led Melbourne United, that we actually called that game at Qdos Bank Arena. I think ultimately it's going to be Sydney-Perth, and I think Sydney takes it.
I see Sydney leading Melbourne going into game four, 2-1, heading to Melbourne. And from there, I can't figure out if Sydney win it on Melbourne's home floor or if they win it in a game five in Sydney. But they win the series and they get one back. And Brian Goorjian gets one back for, I know it's a different name now, but the, still the lineage goes back to 06 and 08 as well. Finally getting one back on Melbourne after those two championship series in his first stint with the Kings. I don't know if it happens in Melbourne. I don't know if it happens in Sydney, but I think the Kings beat Melbourne United at either one of those venues in a game four or game five, which would be the perfect full circle moment for Brian Goorjian, wouldn't it, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he lost to the Tigers in his last stint with the Sydney Kings, of course, in another classic five-game grand final series as it was. That great Melbourne Tigers team with you know, D-Mac at the end of his incredible career that Gorge paid tribute to afterwards as being one of the best players he'd ever seen. So, yeah, it would be fitting.
So we can all look forward to Tasmania versus Southeast Melbourne in the championship series.
That's right.